You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. Michigan voters have rejected a ballot initiative that would have ordered utilities to produce 25% of their electricity from renewable resources by the year 2025. It's called Proposal 3. The requirement would have been added to the state constitution, preventing legislators from overturning it. Prop 3 called for companies to generate more power from wind, solar, biomass, and hydropower. But it went down to a wide margin yesterday. Our guest this morning is Hugh McDermott, and Hugh is Communications Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Hugh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm a little tired. I'm trying to sound more awake than I am, so you let me know how it goes.
It was a long night, I'm sure. Well, prior to the vote yesterday, some polling had indicated that Proposal 3 and for the rest of the constitutional amendment ballot issues would go down to defeat as well. I had also talked with some of the environmental groups supporting Proposal 3 prior to yesterday's vote, and they indicated internal polling had showed it was too close to call. But in the end, it really wasn't close at all, going down by about 750,000 votes. Were you surprised at the margin?
I was a little bit surprised. It did track with some of the public polling that we'd seen, so I wasn't completely surprised. But, you know, I had thought that that proposal had a better chance than some of the others, and clearly it didn't, and you know, the reasons for that were maybe we didn't get our message across as well as we should, and we also were outspent quite a bit on the airwaves by the utility companies and other opponents.
Well, let's talk about that. While the utility-backed Care Michigan Coalition did spend significantly more money on Proposal 3 than did the support group Michigan Energy Michigan Jobs, I still sense money wasn't the real issue here based on the wide margin.
Money was an issue in getting the message out. And when you get outspent 3-1 or 4-1, it's very tough, no matter how good your cause is. But I think another issue was the constitutional issue. We heard a lot from the public, from a lot of elected officials, from the governor himself, that they supported clean energy and renewable energy for Michigan, but they didn't want to see it in the constitution. So, you know, moving forward, we're going to hold them to that. And my organization and this coalition is going to stick around and, you know, and try to get something good in terms of energy policy from our new legislature and from the governor.
Well, as you just mentioned, opponents had contended all along this was not something that should be in the state constitution, but instead debated by the legislature. But isn't one of the reasons this measure made it to the ballot because the legislature had not been taking the necessary steps to ensure a cleaner and more secure energy future?
Yeah, that's correct. As you know, David, we have a current renewable energy standard that will get us to 10% renewable electricity by 2015. So we have about 25 months until we're left essentially without an energy policy. And we're going to be trying to bring that to the attention of the governor and legislature and say we need to do some planning for this. And we've been there before, and in the last few years there hasn't been any interest in that. So we went this route. And that didn't work, so we'll regroup and try to generate some interest on the legislative level.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Hugh McDermott. Hugh is the Communications Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. And if you haven't heard, Proposal 3, the 25x25 Renewable Energy Standard ballot proposal, it went down to defeat yesterday. And I'm interested in finding out what comes next. You mentioned the new legislature, Hugh. No real change in the makeup of the legislature after yesterday's election. So realistically, what do you expect to happen on the energy front?
The first order of business, I think, for us is the governor is expected to give a special address on energy and the environment this fall before the end of the year, and we're trying to provide some input to that. And we're hoping that he sets an agenda that establishes some clear goals for bringing less expensive, cleaner, and renewable energy to Michigan. We're working on him to give that message. We've been a little bit disappointed in the lack of leadership so far in that arena, but he's vowed that he is a supporter of renewable energy, and we're looking for him to set that standard and maybe bring some of the legislators along with him.
In his campaign to win the gubernatorial race, Governor Snyder did in fact say that it was important and that he looked forward to dramatically expanding Michigan's green economy. Since he's taken office, we have seen some expansion in the green economy, have we not?
We have, and a lot of that is due to the progress we're making in meeting the 10% by 2015 renewable electricity goal. And you know, I think that he's a man who wants proof and wants hard numbers and hard data, and we have that for renewable energy. We We can see that it's working. The Public Service Commission reports that it's creating jobs and providing electricity at rates that are lower than most of the comparable alternatives. So we're hoping that he looks at the numbers, looks at a policy that expires in 24 months, and we're not delusional that he's going to announce that he wants a 25-by-25 legislative campaign. It'll probably be something short of that, but we're hoping that he sets specific goals.
Well, as you've mentioned a couple of times, the utilities are on track to meet or exceed the 10% renewable energy standard by 2015. I've had representatives from DTE and from the CARE Coalition in studio here at WEMU, and I've been assured by both that the Michigan utilities remain committed to increasing the generation of renewable energy. What have you been told?
During the campaign, we haven't talked much to the utilities, but we do have a working relationship with them, and we don't know. We don't know what their plan is. During the campaign, they were unwilling to set specific targets. Hopefully that's because of political considerations during the campaign, and now that hopefully we've elevated the information that people need to know about the energy system in Michigan and how we can move it forward. And hopefully the utilities will run with that and set some specific targets because Michigan does need to get off its reliance on coal. Again, we're spending $1.5 billion a year that we send out of Michigan's economy. I think the utilities and the governor recognize that that's a drain on economic competitiveness in the state. And if we can keep some of that here to build the renewable energy systems, we're hoping the utilities and the governor will provide some leadership in the coming years on that.
In your estimation, what are the consequences of the defeat of Proposal 3 for Michigan?
Well, a lot of that depends on what happens in the coming 2 years. I mean, as a consequence, there are an awful lot of clean energy businesses, established ones and fledgling ones, who are looking at this and saying, do we want to locate in Michigan? Do we want to expand in Michigan? We've got a toehold here with this 10% by 2015. There are 240 Michigan companies involved in the wind and solar supply chains. And if we sit on our hands for the next 2 years and wait for the current renewable energy standard to peak, we're left without an energy policy. A lot of those companies will leave or choose to expand elsewhere. If we do set a policy and say, we want you here, we want to continue this momentum, and we're going to push forward with an energy policy that continues the success we've had, I think that we will keep some of that employment here. We'll encourage businesses to grow and expand in the state and provide the wind turbine parts and solar panels and the things that are helping Michigan's economy rebound.
With those potential consequences in mind, I would think that you have reason for optimism in talking with the legislature and the utilities moving forward.
I hope so. I think that once you remove the rhetoric and the politics and the some of the campaign commercials that did a disservice to the public dialogue, I think the data shows that this stuff is working. The utilities have acknowledged that. That they know that renewable energy is a cost saver and economically competitive. Hopefully we can get on the same page with something maybe short of 25 by 25, but something that moves Michigan forward.
Hugh, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
That is Michigan Environmental Council Communications Director Hugh McDermott. You've been listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU.